Viva la vegan!
Hello, I'm Lee Chantal from VivaLaVegan.net. Welcome to this week's question and answer. It's part of our series you can find here every day on Tuesdays. This week it is, should all vegans be activists? And I guess this depends on why you're a vegan in the first place. And there's so many reasons, from animal ethics and rights to your health, to the environment, spiritual, religious reasons, and many, many more. What does the term activist actually mean to you? To some people, this means to quit your job and to live off government handouts and just to work for the animals every single day you can, not have to worry about a job. Sometimes it means that people start their own not-for-profit and they actually employ themselves and employ others in these sort of arenas. And for some people, this means getting involved with the vegan and animal rights groups that already exist and doing as much as you can around your work and family commitments. Keep in mind that some people are just not good around other people, working with others in a group situation, following orders, and even some people are just not a good example for the mainstream masses. Find out what an activist means to you and try and work out how you can get some things happening using your skills and your passions and the things you actually like to do. There's a quote I love from Alice Walker, and it says that activism is my rent for living on this planet, and I really, really love that. I really would suggest that people get involved with promoting veganism and getting involved with activism for animal rights or veganism, environmentalism, feminism, human rights, etc., etc., as much as they can. In some places, being vegan and speaking about veganism is activism enough. Not everyone is comfortable with sharing their beliefs with other people. Get involved with already established groups and see what you can do, see what's needed, and if something doesn't exist in your area, maybe it's time that you start something. Know your strengths and get something happening in your own area. Do your best and respect that others are doing their best as well. So to wrap it up, vegans don't necessarily have to be activists, and obviously not all activists are vegan. I hope that's helped. Let me know what you think is a really good way of getting involved with activism, and I'll see you next week. Next week we have a question in regards to, is a vegan diet safe for babies and children? See you on VivaLaVegan.net and all our other social media channels.